stand before you because I know who you are. You are God's people. You know, all of us in here at one time been broken but not defeated. You know, and I stand before you as a newborn, born again. But I mainly stand up here before you as just another servant. And this morning I want to come before you as just another servant, not as minister, but as a servant of God this morning. And come from you from Exodus chapter 16. You already heard verses 1 through 6. Let's start with verse 8 up here. And we'll read down to verse 12. Exodus chapter 16, verses 8 through 12. And Moses said, this shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to full, for the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we, your murmurings, are not against us, but against the Lord? And Moses spake to Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at eve ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with the bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God.
All right.
For a subject this morning, I'm going to talk about this morning. Why should I complain when it all comes from God?
All right.
When you read about all this stuff that's going on in the land right now. Young folks walking into schools, killing a whole classroom full of people. Police is riding down the road picking out what black man they want to kill. The black guys ain't got no guns on them. Just walking down the road getting killed for no apparent reason at all. White boy walking to the classroom with a semi-automatic. Don't get one bullet fired at him. What is going on in America today? It's a sad situation when your skin color defines who you are. Your skin color gets you killed. Your skin color gets you denied certain areas to go into. And this is supposed to be 2018. All right. It seems like it's 1965 all over again. And it's happening, and the people are getting away with it. Even with the cell phones, they got them on camera doing it now, and they're still getting away with it. But the thing I got to say with you, church, is I'm not going to murmur and complain about it. Because somewhere in the midst of all this is a divine plan from the Almighty on high. Because if it was not so, it would not be happening. Because we always say in this day and era, being Christians, that it's God's will. But see, we got to remember that God is not the God of this world. Satan is.
That's right.
Satan got jealous of God, and God threw him out of heaven, and then Satan got into man, and man is acting all corrupt like he is now. And that's where all this stuff is coming on, church. But see, when we start murmuring and complaining, who are we murmuring and complaining against?
Right.
See, are we murmuring and complaining against Satan, the devil, or are we murmuring and complaining against God Almighty? Because this could be a plan of God to draw people back to him. Because, see, so many of our young folks have fallen by the wayside. So many of our young folks don't even know who Jesus is. So many of our young folks are getting taught up this thing called evolution. And so many of our young folks are getting taught that they are God. So many of our young folks are falling into this thing that's called Scientology, where they're saying that God was an alien that came from the skies and came down and created everything. But could this be a way of God's way of just saying, I need to get my people's attention one more time? Just like with the Israelites in the desert, when they thought they was out of food, they didn't have no bread, no meat, no water, no supplies, no nothing. They started complaining. They started complaining to Moses and Aaron, but they weren't complaining to Moses and Aaron. They was complaining to God. See, you got to careful on how you make your complaints. Because your complaint could be going to God. Seems just like you come to Reverend K and say certain things about certain people. You're not complaining to Reverend K. You're complaining about certain people to God. Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Who are you to decide who are anointed and a prophet? See, so many people have fallen into this trap of just complaining. Every time you turn around, they got something to complain about. Every time you turn around, they got something to say about something or someone or somebody or somewhere. I get so sick and tired of hearing so many people complain all the time, so I just put a deaf ear to it. I got a friend, and I'm not going to say a friend. I got an associate. I helped him get a position on the job, and every day he been hired on the job, he been calling me every day with a complaint. So I just got fired and fed him and told him, quit. No, Richard, I can't quit. I make good money. Well, shut up complaining then. See, we as Christians, we should not have a complaining word come out of our mouth. Because if we believe in all 66 books, that's what got the Israelites in trouble all the time. That mouth. That mouth will get you in so much trouble. James told us that. This little tongue in our mouth, we cannot tame. But this thing in our mouth will get us in so much trouble, not only with individuals in the flesh, but it will get us in trouble with individuals in the spiritual animal all around us. Because you got to be careful what you say by yourself as well as with somebody else. Because God is listening all the time. And if you think God ain't listening, try him in a prayer. Uh-oh. If he listening while you praying and you praying by yourself, what make you think he ain't listening when you talking by yourself about somebody else? Ooh, I can't stand so-and-so. Ooh, she make me sick. Ooh, this, ooh, that. Why you think God ain't hearing that? Because in the Bible it tells us we will be judged for what? Every word that proceeds out of our mouth, but not the word, but the thoughts. As well. All right. See, church, I'm not trying to judge nobody in here this morning. I'm just trying to get you to have a better and closer walk with God this morning, because that's all God has assigned me to do. All right. I'm just a servant of the Most High. All right. You get mad at what I say and how I do it all you want to, but see, I'm going to tell you something. When you stand before God, I hope I'm not standing behind him, and God say, come on now. All right. Be careful of those murmuring words and complaints that we do out here, because, see, those murmuring words and complaints could be interfering with the divine intervention that God has going on in the world today. Right. See, the devil has a way of putting blinded eyes on people. Right. The devil has a way of taking our minds off of God and putting our mind on situations. Yeah. When it's the one, when we need to put our mind on a problem solver of that situation. Because sometimes we'll say, Lord, why am I going through this? Well, you going through this because you ain't been calling on me until I had to make you go through something. See, you left me when you was doing all right. You had it going on. You weren't calling on me then. But as soon as you started going through something, here you go falling on your bended knees. Lord, why am I going through this? God is telling you, I need you to pray to me a little bit more. I need you to pay a little bit more in church. I need you to talk to some little kids a little bit more. I need you to be a witness for me a little bit more. Uh-oh. Be a witness for me a little bit more. Fire Shop is one of the few churches that still have testimony service sometimes. Some of us are sitting down on our testimonies. Not being a witness, so somebody else that's going through the same thing that you went through, and you're not letting the other people know that God will make everything all right. Some of us got some testimony that'll set the church on fire. Some of us got some testimonies that will bring people back to the church house. But rather than get up and say what we need to say, we'll stand up in a minute and complain about something in the Lord's house. Instead of being a witness for God, we'll stand up in a minute and be a complainer for God. But see, we got to realize that the song we just sang, God's Grace, it's not just for those who come to church, but God graces for everybody who's outside and inside these walls. Because didn't you just hear in the scripture where God says, whether they follow my law or not, they still will have bread. So God will rain that bread on the just as well as the unjust. Then, when you fall into this category of murmuring and complaining, you got to be careful, as I said. You got to be careful who you murmuring and complaining with. Because, you know, you got some folks out here right now tell you, man, y'all people down there at Fire Chapel think y'all got it going on. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I tell them, yes, we do. But, here come the complainers. I just go down there to see what's going on. Wow. I just go down there and see what Reverend K looked like and blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that. Done killed the whole spirit of God right there in the moment. When you could have been a drawer to Christ right there. When you could have been a witness for God right there. But see, don't jump on the bandwagon with all these complaints and mumbling. Learn how to keep your mouth shut and start speaking about the word of God.
All right.
I ain't talking to everybody here. I'm just talking to the ones that are putting down Fire Chapel.
All right. That's right.
Now, if you go around putting down Fire Chapel, then I'm talking to you.
That's right. Tell them.
Let me take my glasses off. Because I don't need to look up on their faces. But see, this morning, church, I stand as a witness for God.
Uh-huh.
As just a mere servant, as a representative of the angel of this house this morning. Because as we was told yesterday, when we stand as a representative of the angel of the house, we got to be on point. Because if I don't stand a representative of the angel of this house this morning, then my standing up here be in vain. If I allow you to go out here and complain and mama complain about this house this morning or any other time, then my standing here be in vain. But God is filled up in me right now this morning, church, because I am only just a servant of the Most High. Because, see, I stand before you by grace and mercy. I don't stand up here on my own condolences this morning to preach the word of God. Because, see, I realize that in these 66 books, God is real. I realize in these 66 books, God has done great things. And if he's done great things in these 66 books, church, he will do great things in this one book right here. The book of Richard. And see, he's waiting on each and every one of us to stand up and profess and proclaim and be a witness for him. And he's going to do great things in the book of each one of us around here. Because, see, the book of Exodus, this is when the Israelites went out into the wilderness, church. If you read the book of Exodus, it's a lovely book. I love the book of Exodus. Because right there in chapter 16, they murmur and complain. But read what they're doing in chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an inhabitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also drowned in the Red Sea. You're praising God on Sunday. And you're cussing him out on Monday. All because you ain't got no meat and bread. In the hospital room, you're praising God on Sunday. Doctor come and tell you something. The first thing come out of your mouth, oh, Lord, why me? Why not you? Why not you? It's time for you to be a witness for the Lord. You get something in the mail saying certain things in a bad situation. Oh, Lord, I do all this. I pay my money in church. I do this and I do that. That's why you're going through, because you did it all for show. You didn't do it from your heart. Yeah, doing it from your heart, you wouldn't remember all everything you did. But see, some people do stuff and they remember. Some people even write it down. You know, I loaned so-and-so X amount of dollars.
All right.
I had them come back and tell me sometime, man, this book I got here, my money, I done loaned people out. I can be a millionaire. Well, why are you walking around with that book?
Well,
you should be walking around with these six books. Because if you remember those six books,
that's right.
You don't try to go out here and brag and boast about what you've done for somebody else. And you don't do something to get a blessing. If you do it, you do it from your heart. What if God blessed us and then in return he wanted something all the time? Each one of us in here were, oh, God, so much more than we owe him now. But now we'll hold our brothers and sisters accountable and just murmur and complain them and tear them down.
All right.
You know that so-and-so owe me. Church, I'm standing before you this morning as a person that's filled with the Holy Spirit and the power of God, because I realize that if you allow and let God go in your life, things will happen. If you allow and let God go in your life, you will walk a new walk, talk a new talk. You allow and let all that murmuring, complaining just ease your mind. Let me tell you something. Your stress levels will go down. You let all that murmuring, complaining go away. Let me tell you something. Your heart, your blood pressure will go down. You allow all that murmuring, complaining go away. You can face people each and every day with a smile on your face. You can even walk up to them and pat them on the back and shake their hand each and every time. But see, all this murmuring, complaining, you walk around holding on, you look like you're older than you are. Look like a straight alcoholic because you're always murmuring, complaining all the time. Because, see, the reason I say that, because, see, it takes less muscle to smile than more to frown. It takes less muscle to give somebody a compliment and more thought and training and techniques in how to cuss somebody out. See, you ever heard somebody try to cuss? You'd be like, you can't cuss. Stop cussing. But you hear them ones that can cuss, them the ones you stay away from. I heard one cuss one time, scared me to death. I had to run around the corner. Because that's how much devil that person had in him. But see, then he looked a different way. He just didn't look the same after I saw that in him no more. But see, let me tell you something. When you see them person that's clean looking and everything going all right with them, you can deal with them a little bit better. But with the ones that murmur and complain all the time, I ain't got time for that. No, I ain't got time for that. Like Reb, he going through a situation right now, but I don't hear him murmuring complaining. And look how good he looked. Now, he could be murmuring, complaining right now. Because let me tell you, murmuring, complaining develops a personality in you. It becomes a psychological mindset. Because you always got something on your mind to complain about. You always got something on your mind holding it in there, just holding on to a grudge all the time, murmuring and complaining all the time. Why don't you just start being thankful? Be thankful for who you are. Be thankful for what you got. Be thankful for another day. Thank you, God, for the medication. Thank you, God, that the doctors caught this in time. Thank you, God, that I can go somewhere and get some food. Thank you, God, for welfare. Thank you, God, for food stamps. Thank you, God, for Medicaid. Thank you, God, for Social Security. Thank you, God, for Section 8. Thank you, God, for this house. Be thankful sometimes. Thank God for those things instead of mumming complaining all the time. Thank you, God, I got a roof over my head. I don't care if it's in the project. Thank you, God, I got a roof over my head. I don't care if it ain't in the country club. Thank you, God, for a roof over my head. Thank you, God, for this car I drive. I don't care if it ain't a Lexus or a BMW. Thank you, God. Stop mumming and complaining. Because it all comes from God's hand. Nothing happens in your life without going over God's desk. Some of y'all ain't prayed to the right God. That's why it ain't happening. And then the Bible tells you to pray without ceasing.
Well,
see, when you want something, you keep going after it. I bet you. If I gave all y'all 6 lottery numbers.
Well.
And told you they would hit. You'll play them lottery numbers from this year to next year.
All right.
I got to be real with you, folks. Because, see, when we stand before the judgment seat, I don't want to be the one to tell you that God put me somewhere because I held stuff back and tried to preach a certain way that somebody else preached.
Right.
No,
right.
I'm preaching what God gives me to preach. But if I gave you 6 numbers, you would play them numbers from 90 next year. So why not pray that same prayer until something happens? Don't give up on people because you prayed one time and nothing happened. Keep on praying until something happens, because it's going to hit God's desk sooner or later. And he's going to get tired of looking at it. He's going to just... granted, do what needs to be done.
Right.
Now, when God do what needs to be done and it's God's ways, don't complain about how God does it.
Right.
See, sometimes somebody got to go to jail to get changed.
Yeah.
Somebody got to go to jail to get back to Christ. I'm sorry, but it happens like that sometimes.
Right.
Lord, I don't know why that boy can't stay out of jail, but maybe he ain't met the right person in jail yet. Maybe he ain't had the right preacher to come to him in jail yet, to preach to him, to put Jesus in his life. Why that girl still walking the street? Maybe she ain't ran to the right pimp yet.
Well.
You got to stop mumbling and complaining about certain things in certain situations because you don't know where that divine plan is at. Because, see, we're all predestined for the good of work in God. We are all predestined to go through some things.
Right.
Now, God said during our predestined to get to that to the destination, it didn't say how we was going to get there.
Right.
You may go through a lot of bad relationships to get there. You may have to go and cry a whole lot sometime to get to where God wants you to be. Because this is not a perfect world. This is a mean world. You know, you can go, all it takes sometimes is that one yes. You may get 1,000 no's in certain situations, but you get that one yes, and all of a sudden, boom, the doors start opening and opening and opening. And before you know it, you see the divine plan God had for you. And all it took was that one yes. It's just like when I started my diet plan.
Well,
it took one day at a time. First day, I didn't lose no weight. Second day, I ain't lose no weight. But 30 days later, I lost 34 pounds.
All right.
In the bathroom, brushing my teeth, standing next to my wife. Wife looked at me like, huh, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. It takes one day at a time to do anything. Just like it takes one prayer at a time to do anything. And it takes one God at one lifetime at a time for God divine intervention and plan to come into effect. Because, see, when we are predestined for the good works of God. Just like the Israelites, they're predestined for the good works of God. But the Israelites had to go through some stuff to get to where they wanted God wanted them to be.
All right.
Think about it. They went through hunger in the wilderness. They went through crossing the Red Sea. They went through all the plagues to get free. And then they went through over 400 years in captivity in the land of Egypt.
Well,
all that to get to where they are considered now. Israelites right now are considered the people of choice. Right now, if you listen to the news, they are the people of choice. They are the people that nobody wants to go to war with, because guess why? They're scared of God. Listen to the news. They will not mess with Israel because of these 66 books right here. And think about it. It's becoming more and more known right now about Israel. Because we are living in the last days.
Well,
men have become lovers of themselves. Men have took God out of church. I mean, out of everything. We are letting our kids fall by the wayside. When you see a kid today, ask them, do they know Jesus Christ? You will be surprised at how many will say, who is Jesus? There's so much that's going on. People don't even love like they used to love. Reverend K preached sometime that you used to go next door and get a cup of sugar. You go next door now and get a cup of sugar, they'll have a whole 5-pound bag there at the door and tell you they ain't got none. And get on social media and say, you know so-and-so came by my house like for a cup of sugar and hit sin in a minute. No shame in A-game. I'm just being real on how the world has changed. Well, it hadn't really changed because King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. You think it is, but it's not. Stay in the 66 books. You'll read to where they used to murder kids and babies back then. You'll read that, where that came down from the king's decree. Murder all the babies, boys. Now what's going on in the land? They're murdering all the black boys and getting away with it. So, church, all I'm here to do today is just bring your attention a little bit more that the word is going on right around you each and every day. But the devil got you so much caught up in his murmuring and complaining that we have took our eyes and mind off the word of God and we have focused on the word of Satan. We have focused on that. But see, this could be a divine intervention that God has going on. Because guess what? God is still God. God is not dead. Because in the songwriter used to say, if God is dead, who can make the birds sing?
That's right.
If God is dead, who's making the sun rise?
Yes.
If God is dead, who's making the moon circle around the world?
Right.
If God is dead, who's waking you up each and every day?
Right.
If God is dead, how come we still got four seasons? If God is dead, how come your heart is beating good in your chest? If God is dead, church, how come things are still going on?
Yes.
God is not dead, church. He's alive and well, sitting back looking at each one of us, the ones who are murmuring and complaining and taking our eyes off of him. These are my people. Remind my people of who I am. Remind my people that I feed them each and every day. Remind my people that I keep the clothes on their back. Remind my people that I keep their minds right each and every day. Remind my people that I'm still alive. God is still alive. Remind my people to shut up that murmuring and complaining and enjoy life. Fear has kept so many of us from doing things. Fear got some of us won't even go on vacation. Why should I murmur and complain? Everything here comes from God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Church. We all need prayer. We all want to grow more spiritually. And let me tell you something. It's a good feeling when you grow more spiritually. There's a void in your life without that spiritual growth. But when you start feeling that spirit growing inside of you, you don't care what people say about you. You don't care what problems arise. Because guess what? You have that connection with the Most High. And everything will be all right. Church. church. We all need it. If I could just give you the way I feel sometime when I'm by myself. God is good. All the time, God is good. You know, I can remember when me and my brothers and sisters growing up, we didn't have much, but we had each other. We had mom and daddy and each other. And this morning, I am so proud of my brothers and sisters. Not a jealous bone in my body. But I am so proud of my brothers and sisters because they have all accomplished things. All of them. But most of all, I'm proud of everybody in this church. Because, see, you, when you take time out to come to God's house, no matter, you just want that closer walk with God.
That's right. Yes. Thank
you, Jesus. We all want that closer walk with Him. And He's there.
Boy, yes, He is.
All you got to do is give in to Him. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody here right now don't know Jesus in the free part of their body.
Well,
somebody here right now want a closer walk with God.
Right.
If you scared to come up to this altar,
right,
you could do it right there.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
You could do it right there where you are.
Well,
when we go into prayer, you don't have to come up to the altar.
Well,
it's just customary for you to come up to the altar.
Right.
But if you want to, you can.
All right.
You want that closer walk with God this morning? Accept Him as your Savior, your Lord and Savior. Think about it. Think about it. Moses is with God. And Moses was a murderer.
Yes, he was.
Jesus is on the right hand of God.
Yes.
And they crucified Him.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Paul, name changed to Saul, was one of the most vicious Roman soldiers he ever was.
Well,
that's right.
But God accepted him. So if God accepted them, He will surely accept you.
Oh, yes.
Stand for prayer if you need prayer. But the ones that want that closer walk with God, you can do it right where you are.